The manufacturer claims that it will build up the immune system, protecting it from invaders such as cancers, which of course is very exciting to me. I know this seems like a lot of supplements to take, and maybe I am going overboard, but it does show that working with doctors who are in the know allows you to get as involved in supplements as you care to be. You should create your own program, but I thought you'd like to see my regimen as a means of comparison. As I said, this particular passage takes more work if you want to have a great quality of life. With the environment as damaged as it is, we have to be proactive about our health. We're not getting the proper nutrients from our food anymore because of the damage that has been done to our soil, air, and water. We ingest chemicals most of the time without even knowing it. Our food supply is contaminated with chemicals and toxins. What are we to do? We can sit idly by and talk ourselves into thinking we are impervious to such things. But I have already had my first scare, which I now consider to be one of the many blessings of cancer. I can't fight the damage done thus far to the environment, so I am taking the first line of defense by making my body war ready. At least if I get polluted with chemicals and free radicals by unintentionally ingesting foods that have been contaminated. And face it, when you have to eat in as many restaurants as I do, I'm bound to be getting some polluted food without knowing it. At least I can fight back by building up my immune system through supplements, vitamins, herbs, and Iscador. It's all I know how to do. Do I like taking this many pills in a day? No. But I do care about living a long, healthy life, and I don't know any other way to do it. I'm not alone in this. All my doctors concur, and so many doctors who are up on things are turning to supplements as a first line of defense. The new cutting-edge doctors understand that our lives today are not as they were when older doctors were in medical school. We have reached contamination levels of unprecedented proportions in the last several decades. Recently, I hemorrhaged my vocal cords by overusing them in rehearsal. I went to my throat doctor in a panic because I would be doing previews for my new Broadway show in 4 days. He shook his head and said that normally it takes 10 to 14 days for vocal cords to heal, but if I rested my voice completely until then, not a single word, perhaps I had a chance. I returned to him 4 days later, quite anxious as you might expect. He looked at my vocal cords on X-ray and said, "That is a miracle. I have never seen such a fast recovery. It must be all the supplements you take." I was able to do the previews in perfect voice. It's little things like this that give me the incentive to take all these ingestibles each day. If you feel that supplements would benefit your health, start asking around. Get the names of the most advanced or cutting-edge doctors in your town or city. Recent med school graduates have accepted integrated medicine as a normal part of healthcare. You might find out from one of them where to go for help. Having a Western doctor is a must. In the end, we need to rely on drugs in an emergency. But check around to find if there's a doctor in your city who also heals through supplements and herbs. A doctor trained in Eastern and holistic medicine, along with Western, is best of all. Often that doctor has an office on the same floor with an acupuncturist or a massage therapist. This approach to medicine is deliberately integrated and collaborative. You may be asked to turn off your cell phone to keep the waiting room calm and serene. As a result, this may turn out to be the one time in the day when you can get that quiet. What better way to walk into your doctor's office? Your calm demeanor allows him or her to get to work right away. You've had time to think about why you're there. You can develop a meaningful relationship with your doctor this way. Perks of aging. You can eat dinner at 4 p.m. 28. Rita, a 70-year-old experience. Rita is another inspiring woman full of life and energy and good feelings. It's truly remarkable to talk with a woman of 70 years who is so progressive because she comes from an era, as my mother did, that accepted doctors' advice as dogma. To go against the grain and partake in something as cutting-edge as natural bioidentical hormone replacement is not only forward-thinking, but courageous. After talking with Rita, I became more convinced than ever that natural hormone replacement is the way to go. This is a woman who is enjoying her life, and she's sharp as a tack. Read for yourself. SS. Good morning, Rita, and thank you for speaking with me. I know you're a patient of Dr. Schwartzbein's, and I was very interested in knowing how you feel, having been on natural hormones for such a long time. R. I feel great. I entered menopause at age 55. At first, I was on synthetic hormones for a few years, and I felt awful. I was depressed, tired, I had constant headaches. My breasts were always swollen and tender, and I was puffy all over because of the water retention. So I just stopped taking the hormones because I thought, I can't feel any worse. SS. Then what happened? R. I started to feel as if I were living in someone else's body. I couldn't relate to myself anymore, you know what I mean? My body just didn't behave or react as it had for all the years before menopause. I was pretty discouraged. And then I heard about this young endocrinologist in my area who was prescribing natural hormones, and everyone who was taking them was talking about how great they were feeling, so I thought, it can't get any worse than this, and I decided to make an appointment. SS. How long did it take you after you started on natural hormones before you began to feel any difference? R. Almost immediately, I felt more energetic, and my depression was gone. Life was beautiful again. SS. Tell me about your typical day. R. Well, I wake up early, around 4 o'clock, but I wake up so happy I just like to lie there and think good thoughts. And then usually around 6 a.m. I get up and get ready for work. I teach Spanish at the university. I've worked all my life since I was 17 years old. My students all think I'm young and I like it that way. They guess at my age and usually they say that I'm 50 or 60 years old. But I think it's because I have a youthful energy. It's been this way ever since I've been on natural hormones. They make me feel more energetic. I take care of my two grandchildren quite often. And what's great is that I have the energy to be with them. I've always had a lot of energy, and I've always been very active. But when I was on synthetic hormones, I just lost my zest for life. SS. So what is your teaching schedule like? R. I schedule classes from 8 a.m. until noon every day. 2 days a week, I give two classes in the afternoon from 4 until 7. I try to exercise as often as I can. I walk every day and on the weekends. I have a stationary bike that I use quite often, and I move constantly. On weekends, my husband and I do a lot of things together. We enjoy each other's company. We go to restaurants or the beach, or we take a lot of drives. SS. What about sex, if you don't mind my asking? R. We are still enjoying sex from time to time. It's not the way it once was, but I think ever since I've been on natural hormones, my feelings have come back. When I was on the other hormones, there was a lot of vaginal dryness. That does not make it fun. But now that is gone and sex feels good again. I think my husband should be on natural hormones. He's in his 70s also. SS. Do you still have a period? R. Yes, I do. I had a lot of bleeding last year because I had fibroid tumors, so I stopped taking the natural hormones, and then I started to feel awful again. The biggest thing I notice is that my brain stops functioning well when I'm not on the natural hormones. So I went back on them, had the fibroids taken care of, and now things seem back to normal. SS. But doesn't it bother you to have a period at this age? Isn't it just a hassle? R. No, it really doesn't bother me. It's worth the trade-off. I feel so much better when my hormones are balanced. It's the difference between really living and just existing. So what? I have a period. I also have a brain, and that is more exciting to me than worrying about having a period each month. Besides, when Dr. Schwartzbein explained to me that having a period is the most natural way to go through this passage, it made sense. We are mimicking my normal physiology. That seems right. SS. Do you take vitamins and supplements? R. Yes, I do. I think they're very important. My body is working well. I'm not stiff and I don't feel old, so I assume that all these things I'm doing are making me feel that way. SS. Are your friends taking natural hormones or synthetic hormones or nothing at all? R. Some of them take nothing, some of them are on synthetic, and I can see the difference between them and me. None of my friends work. They can't think. They forget everything. And they're slow. Whenever I'm around my friends, I'm thankful that I have a brain that is together. Good brain function is the best part of all of this. I'm 70 years old, and I am enjoying my life. I don't want it to be over. I think taking natural hormones gives women a second chance. My life is good. I can't really remember what it was like before. I'm so involved in my present circumstances. I went from being depressed, crying, and miserable to having energy, vitality, and clear thinking. And my zest for life and my work is back. SS. How long will you continue to take these hormones? R. Forever. These hormones have changed my life. If my doctor told me that I had to stop them, I'd say no, no, no. And again, the greatest advantage of taking these hormones and supplements is my clear, sharp, functioning brain. I remember things. My brain is working great, and that is a huge thing. SS. So you're enjoying this second half? R. Enjoying it. It's better than the first half was. My relationship with my husband is better. My entire situation is better. When I was young, I had too many problems. Even my husband and I had reached a point where we had just gotten used to each other. But now, wow, we're having a ball. SS. How great. Is there anything else you'd like to say to women? R. Don't be afraid. Find a good cutting-edge doctor who really knows what he's doing. If you don't, you are the one who'll suffer. SS. Thanks so much. You're wonderful and an inspiration. Perks of aging. Kidnappers are not very interested in you. 29. Dr. Michael Gallitzer, Natural Hormones and Anti-Aging. I have probably sent more than 100 people to Dr. Gallitzer, and without exception, everyone loves him. A girlfriend who was on a series at the same time I was starring in Three's Company has had chronic medical problems, and she finally found relief through Dr. Gallitzer. He found that everything troubling her medically was hormonally driven. Dr. Gallitzer believes in natural bioidentical hormone replacement. He believes in approaching health holistically, using the best of Eastern, Western, and holistic medicine. Dr. Gallitzer's enthusiasm is catching. He takes the mystery out of aging. Through instruction and working together as patient and doctor, the second half of life becomes the enjoyable passage it was designed to be. You will enjoy what he has to say. SS. Anti-aging medicine is very exciting. Would you explain exactly what it is? MG. Anti-aging is about maximizing energy. I would equate lack of energy with accelerated aging, and maximizing energy with slowing down the aging process. If I had to assess someone quickly, more than blood tests, I would tell them, optimize your nutrition and optimize your emotional state. By doing those things, you will ultimately optimize your energy and feel younger. SS. I believe natural bioidentical hormones are the fountain of youth we've all been looking for. What importance do you place on hormones relative to aging? MG. When patients come to me and complain about lethargy, that they just don't have the same energy or the same sex drive, I try to explain it to them from a hormonal point of view, because I think that puts everything into perspective. The key hormones to start to work on are the adrenals. They sit on top of the kidneys and are most affected by stress. SS. Stress blunts hormone production. So you would first check the adrenals and then the sex hormones? MG. Right. In the body, the adrenals represent survival, whereas the sex hormones, progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone, basically represent reproduction. To the body, survival is always more important than reproduction. So the body will do whatever it takes to maximize adrenal hormone output and survival. With that in mind, the body will convert the sex hormones into adrenal hormones to maintain survival at any cost, which is why when you're stressed and tired, your sex drive goes down. So you really can't go straight to the progesterone, testosterone, and estrogen before you look at the adrenals. You've got to maximize the adrenal. SS. And how do you do that? MG. There are lots of ways these days that you can evaluate adrenals, with a blood test, with saliva, or with something called heart rate variability, SS. What is heart rate variability? MG. Essentially, the more variable your heart, the more each beat is slightly different in length from the preceding beat, the greater the variability, the healthier the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic is the subconscious nervous system, the autopilot of the body that controls things we don't have to think of, like blood pressure, pulse, and breathing. When you do a good history, you find out that people with weak adrenals get tired around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They sometimes get a little dizzy when they stand up, and they also might crave sweets. Most people have weak adrenals, and in some people it's more important than in others. SS. That's interesting. I was experiencing dizziness for a period of time when I got out of bed in the morning. My doctor had me go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, but at the same time he said my adrenals were blown out and gave me supplements to rectify the matter. I thought the ENT doctor made the dizziness go away, but now I'm realizing that it must have been the adrenal supplements. MG. Right. There is something new called metabolic typing. There are 4 basic metabolic types. The slow oxidizer, the fast oxidizer, the parasympathetic dominant, and the sympathetic dominant. What this basically says is that there is one system that helps maximize energy in each person. So if you are a parasympathetic dominant, your adrenals are the key system. If you are a sympathetic dominant, your thyroid is the key system. If you are a slow oxidizer, it's your pancreas. SS. I think you'll have to explain that one. MG. Okay. Say you are a parasympathetic dominant, which means that your adrenals are key for maximizing energy and processing energy in your body. If you have weak adrenals, you're in big trouble because basically that is your key system and your key system is out. This happens in pregnancy. For example, when a woman is pregnant and she is stressed in, say, the 6th month, she'll start converting her own progesterone, of which she is making lots during pregnancy, to the adrenal hormones. In month 7, the baby's adrenals kick in, and the woman starts stealing from the baby's adrenals. So the baby's adrenals start revving up to supply the excess adrenal hormones that she needs. Then at birth, they cut the cord. So the lady loses her fix and suddenly goes into postpartum depression. The child may then become hyperactive and get colic and all those other things. It's part of the process. SS. Tell me about cortisol. MG. Cortisol and DHEA are the 2 hormones made by the adrenals. Initially, when you're stressed, cortisol levels go up. And if you're the kind of person who takes stress home, you take that stress back to the family and have a hard time sleeping. The reason you have a hard time sleeping is that cortisol levels are very high at midnight, and that turns off melatonin and also turns off growth hormones. Growth hormone is secreted in the first 2 hours of sleep, which really allows for the physiological regeneration in the first half of your sleep. If your cortisol levels are high at midnight, you're not going to sleep very well, and you will wake up not feeling well. So it's important to get the adrenals under control because so much is affected by them. SS. Yet because of a lack of understanding, most people in this situation would be prescribed sleeping pills when in fact, they may have an endocrinological problem having to do with the hormone cortisol. MG. Yes, but more important, we have to look at the adrenals first. The adrenal cortex, which is the outer part of the gland, makes cortisol and DHEA. If a person has already gone into first degree, second degree, or third degree stress, massive stress being 4th degree, when the next stressor comes on, there is no third degree cortisol or DHA to be released because the adrenals are shot. So what does the body do? It goes to the adrenaline. The adrenaline is not where you want to be. The body does not have enzymes to break down the adrenaline. Adrenaline is your last ditch effort. This can cause people to get very anxious and feel palpitations. Adrenaline also has a real affinity for the joints, so people have weakness or stiffness in their joints, all triggered by blown-out adrenals. SS. Women are confused about menopause, and they don't know where to go. There are conflicting reports on HRT. but all the studies are done on synthetic hormones. How are you taking care of menopausal women? MG.
First of all, very tenderly. But it is science, and I get to work finding out all that I can about her history.
When a menopausal woman comes to me, I take it that her progesterone and estrogen are not very high. So I do a complete hormone check. But I would also like to know the status of her adrenals. The other thing I do is a BTA, blood, urine, and saliva. We look for pH and redux. Most people have acidic tissue, which is reflected in an alkaline blood pH. So the higher the pH is, over 7.35, the more acidic the tissues are. I usually see 7.55, 7.58, 7.60, which generally represents an enormously acidic body. What occurs is that the liver is out to lunch. The liver is the major cleansing organ of the body. The danger with an acidic body is osteoporosis. When the tissues become acidic and the body has to neutralize acidity, it steals calcium and magnesium from the bone, which is the greatest reservoir to neutralize cellular acidity. So if you have an acidic body with a liver that's not working as efficiently as possible, and estrogen starts to accumulate in the body, you have a woman who is set up for estrogen dominance. Normally, people are acidic because of a very sluggish liver, or a poorly functioning lymph system, or it could be they're not drinking enough water. Many of the foods we eat are full of estrogen, pesticides, and insecticides. And let's not forget those mercury silver dental fillings. SS.
What would mercury fillings have to do with a woman in menopause?
MG. The mercury behaves as estrogen in the body. So you get a kind of setup where you have a sluggish liver and an estrogen level that's too high relative to progesterone. Mercury is one of the biggest problems. The older the fillings, the more they leak, and they leak to a certain threshold point over years, and that is when symptoms occur. The mercury the dentist puts in your teeth must be put away in a special container that says poison on it. That should tell you something. Root canals are in a different category and one of the few areas in medicine where dead tissue is retained within the body. You can cut out a person's gallbladder or appendix, but with a root canal, the nerve root is dead, but there are so many tiny canals in one single nerve root that it is almost impossible to keep all the canals completely free from infection. So the thinking is that some of these canals are still infected, and the infection is able to seep through the bloodstream to other areas. Plus, each tooth is connected to an organ if you're using the meridian system. So frequently, a root canal tooth, say the upper molar, would connect to the stomach meridian, which connects to the thyroid and the breast. Are you still following me?
SS. Yes, and I'm fascinated.
MG. Progesterone usually sinks first in a woman. It can start at age 35. So if you have a person in her 40s with not enough progesterone, who is affected by the toxic environment and has mercury fillings plus too much estrogen, and if the woman is overweight at this point, fat cells make estrogen. What happens is estrogen dominance, which I think is the major player in both breast cancer and prostate cancer.
SS. But innovative integrated anti-aging is more than a medical workup, isn't it? New medicine treats body, mind, and spirit.
MG. You're right. So when a woman comes to me, I do testing, but I also ask many questions, such as, do you drink coffee, alcohol, Coke, tea? Do you eat pork, bacon, ham, breakfast sausage? Do you smoke cigarettes? What kinds of medication are you on? Do you ingest sweeteners like Sweet and Low or Equal? Do you eat lots of fruit? Do you eat lots of vegetables? Do you eat a lot of sugar? Do you crave salt? Do you have PMS? Do you exercise? Do you drink enough water? Do you take supplements? Do you have any root canals? And do you have silver fillings? Then I go a little deeper. Do you meditate? How is your relationship with your significant other? Do you like your work? What is your purpose in life? Why are you on planet Earth? Do you feel connected to God or a higher power? What is your support system like with family and friends? Are you having enough fun in your life? What we put into our bodies, what we think, how we live our lives, the relationships we have, all have a major effect on our health. When someone says to me, I'm not happy in my life,
I try to find out what makes her or him happy. What turns you on? What excites you? If I had to look at it, I would say the three major areas are to be happy, to be of service, and to experience who you really are. Certain people may have a different order of what is most important, but the big question is, where does one find joy? I think most people don't realize that the main purpose in their life is to be happy. SS. If this person has not been able to find joy in her life, do you recommend counseling? MG. Yes, we have so many wonderful tools at hand today. Therapy can turn people's lives around. The people who are not happy are really not clear about their purpose. I think you have to look at whom you are spending your time with. Most people spend time with their significant other or with the people at work. If both of those are not working, I think it's going to be pretty hard for a person who isn't that conscious to get out. Anti-aging medicine is full service to mind, body, and spirit. I don't think you can slow down the aging process if you're not balanced emotionally. When these questions are answered, I'm better equipped to treat this person because I have all the information. Joy in one's life is nature's best healing antidote. Today, we can work together as doctor and patient for maximum results. We're living longer than ever before, and the second half, as you call it, can be the best if we appreciate and value the incredible machine we have been given to house our mind and spirit. But it all works together and cannot be discounted as irrelevant. SS. What are your feelings about natural bioidentical hormones? MG. I think natural bioidentical hormones are essential. I think they are essential in creating longevity and slowing the aging process. Obviously, reducing toxins and reducing tissue acidity are also important, but the endocrine or hormonal system is the one that most connects with how we feel. The hormonal system is what most correlates to the emotional person. It is not the liver or the kidneys. Basically, the hormonal system is most affected by our emotional state, and it is clear that the hormonal system responds to our outlook on the world. SS. Wonderful information. Thank you so much. MG.
My pleasure.
Perks of aging. Things you buy now won't wear out. 30. Eve, an 80-year-old experience. As much as I enjoy the quality of life I am experiencing on natural bioidentical hormones, I have wondered, a lot, what it is going to be like to have my period when I'm in my 80s, and is it worth it? Well, here is a woman in her 80s, still having her period, and a full, rich, vital life. I was very anxious to talk with her and found her to be the most inspiring role model. She verified for me that it's a small price to pay for the zest and quality that she's enjoying. I loved talking with her and learned a lot about the important things in life. I am 80 years old and feel great, but it wasn't always this way. I was married most of my adult life and have two beautiful children. They give me such joy. I am a recovering alcoholic, sober for 39 years, and at age 65, I fractured my back. As I lay in bed for weeks, I felt scared to death that I would never be able to work again. I didn't want to end up bedridden like my daddy. At the time, I had already been through menopause and had not taken hormones because my Tulsa doctor at that time told me I didn't need them. There was no incidence of heart problems or stroke in my family history, just TB and pneumonia, so my doctor said that hormones were not important for me. After I fractured my back, my doctor told me it was because I had lost so much bone. So maybe now I should take Premarin, a synthetic hormone. I had heard negative things about synthetic hormones from my friends, so I did not want to take them. But after a year in physical therapy, I realized I had to do something. My osteoporosis got worse, and I panicked. I decided that I was going to really look into alternative medicines. I felt as if I was starting to fall apart. Looking back, I now realize I was. I gave up coloring my hair and wearing nail polish. I tried to avoid chemicals whenever I could, thinking that these things might be contributing to my poor health.
Everyone in Santa Barbara was talking about this endocrinologist Dr. Schwartzbein. Some thought she was fantastic, and some thought her theories were crazy, but I heard she was doing natural hormones and I went to see her. I was impressed from the start. Here was this tall, vivacious, good-looking woman with shiny, clear eyes. All I could think of was that I wanted some of what she has. She put me on natural hormones, and I began to notice a difference right away. I felt the urge to be active again. I believe that energy begets energy, so I started to walk every day. I also got into meditation. In my meditation, I have rituals. Father, I greet you. I am a radiant, healthy woman. And then I would visualize myself as that woman. I would visualize myself as tall, erect, with good posture. I think good posture is so important. If you've ever fractured your back, you'll understand how desirable it is to have good posture. My internist was distressed that I was taking these hormones at my age, but I believed in my new doctor and trusted her. To look the way she does, she must be doing something right. And on top of that, I was feeling so much better than I had in years. I began to exercise. I could feel that my bones were strengthening and my energy was so different. My thinking was back in focus. I felt sharp and in tune. My friends thought I was crazy because I was having my period again, but I didn't care. I figured it comes with the territory. I was growing bone again, and I was feeling so great. Some months I would bleed more heavily, and I would call Dr. S. and say, "Is this for real?" And then we would do another blood panel to find that my hormones needed some adjusting. At my age, things are changing so fast that we need to pay careful attention. I don't use tampons. I don't know, I just can't get used to the idea. My daughters keep trying to encourage me to use them, but I'm more comfortable with Kotex. Today, 15 years later, I feel great. I have so much energy and joy. I wake up early every day, but I lie in bed until around 7 a.m. The first thing I do is make my bed. Once you reach your 70s and 80s, it's easy to fall in love with your bed. So I get up right away, and I dance while I'm making my bed. I usually listen to Roy Orbison or the Beatles. I do facial exercises for my neck and chin, and I make a promise to my body that I will take good care of it today. Happiness is what this is all about. Since I started with natural hormones, I feel happy most of the time. I go to exercise classes 3 days a week. Some of my girlfriends go to these classes for social reasons, but not me. I have a purpose. I am taking care of myself. Exercise is so important. You know, if you don't use it, you will lose it. It all has to do with energy. After I make my bed and dance, I have coffee. Real coffee. It's my only cup of the day. And then, while I'm making my breakfast, I watch David Letterman. I tape him every night and watch him in the morning because he makes me laugh. For breakfast, I usually have yogurt, half of a bran muffin, 1/4 of a Fuji apple, and shredded wheat with milk. Then I go out or I sit at my computer and go to my webpage. No one reads the stuff I write, but I don't care. I enjoy getting my thoughts down. Once a week, I go to line dancing. I love it. There are a lot of nice men there, and we have a lot of fun. My girlfriends, my same age, don't have the kind of energy I have. When I walk, I bend and stretch. It feels good. I believe we have a healer within us, and I also believe that exercise is vital. I promised my body that I was going to take good care of it, and that's what I'm doing. I lie down for a nap at 2 o'clock, but I never go to sleep, I just rest. Then I get up and watch Dr. Phil. I really like him. There's something vicarious in watching him. He forces you to really look at the truth about yourself. I admire Dr. Schwartzbein because she's a front runner. She has courage and is willing to step out and dare to be different. She gets a lot of criticism because she's cutting edge. She has made this her specialty. I don't have a sex life. I carried a torch for my husband for a long time, but I do still have sexual feelings. I just learned my testosterone is low, so we're going to adjust that. Not so that I can have a stronger libido, but for hormonal balance. It's a good thing my testosterone is low, otherwise I might be out there walking the streets. Regarding men, I do love to hug them and kiss them. I don't care if they're bald or if they're good-looking, I just want them to have good, clear eyes. I drink about 6 glasses of water a day, plus 1 more at night when I take my Metamucil. Yes, as you get older, you do have that problem, but I find dancing and exercise really help. For lunch, I always have protein and some carbohydrates. I usually have raw vegetables also. Dinner is salmon, a little pasta, and a salad. Right before I go to bed, I have hard rye crackers and maybe some herbed cream cheese and part of an apple. I'm not stiff. I do not have aches and pains, and if aches do come, I refuse to entertain them. If I miss a day of walking, I feel things stiffen up a little. I enjoy laughing. I think we have to laugh at ourselves. I do 3 Kegel exercises 3 times a day. It's funny. I have a cat, and he's my pal. I talk to him as though he's a person. I never liked cats before. I grew up on a farm and was 1 of 23 kids, so we never had room for any pets. My cat keeps me calm. He's part of my ritual. I was never a leave-it-to-beaver kind of mom, but I find myself saying, "Hi, I'm home," to him when I come in the door, and it is a nice feeling. I feel so much of my well-being is because of these hormones. I stopped taking them at one point because they're expensive, and when you're a senior, every cent counts. It's about $65 a month plus. But after 3 months, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I went to the doctor to put me back on hormones. I plan to continue taking these hormones. It's the sense of well-being. I have to attribute it to that. My body is different from those of other people my age. My thinking is sharp. I read a lot. I'm happy, and I'm satisfied. I have a lot of zest and energy. I look forward to each day. I would say to other women, try it for 6 months. What have you got to lose? Don't knock it till you've tried it. I think the mindset is very important. I feel that I'm a well person. Another part of my ritual is that I read anything about being well or staying well. I have a happy attitude. I feel fortunate. I have beautiful children. And I feel each day that God blesses me. Part 6. Living an Authentic Life. Approximately 85% of all American adults are walking around with burnt-out adrenals, and they deal with it with Prozac and coffee. 31. What You Didn't Get. The other day, I was observing someone I know very well and thinking about the difficult time she was having in her adulthood. It is clear from my vantage point that at the bottom of her trouble is what she didn't get in her childhood. I think that is what runs all of us. From outward appearances, she had an idyllic childhood, yet upon close examination, was it really? She lived in a beautiful home with a swimming pool, a nanny, and all the creature comforts. But these things will never make up for the unhappiness that pervaded her childhood home. Her parents had a loveless relationship, and when that relationship exploded and they succumbed to divorce, she was left without a proper explanation from either parent and spent the rest of her formative years living with a very angry mother who took shots at her father at every opportunity. A classic situation, by the way. Her mother's anger became her own, and they lived in angry harmony for the rest of the years spent together. This is a typical scenario in today's modern world. Divorce is the inheritance of this new generation. In my younger years, I was the first person I knew of in my little hometown who was divorced. It was quite a scandal. So much so that I finally had to leave town and move away to escape the whispers and the gossip. Today, divorce is a normal, albeit unhappy, occurrence, something that is more accepted, and the child of divorce does not stand out as he or she once did. Nonetheless, it is not any easier to cope with. When childhood anger goes unchecked, the result is a chaotic adulthood.
As I said in an earlier chapter, the pain you experience as a child does not grow up and mature even though you do. When the anger or pain of your childhood is not dealt with, it remains locked in your soul and becomes a driving force inside you. One of the most important things you can do for yourself as an adult is confront the pain of your childhood. I grew up with the notion that the past's the past, let it go. Ah, that it could be so easy. You can move on, but the pain will not. It stays and smolders and is the basis behind your short fuse, or those unexplained moments when you weep for no reason, or the bitterness you feel in general toward life, or the jealousy you can't seem to keep in check. You don't want to be this way, but these feelings are the motivating force behind everything you do. It's embarrassing and difficult to admit even to yourself, because it manifests from something that happened so long ago. Until you deal with them, these feelings will sit lying in wait to ooze out of you at the strangest moments. A good way to discover the driving force behind your unexplained moods is to pay attention to the times when you lose it. What is it that made you so angry with your husband this morning? Of course, if your hormones are not balanced, that could explain everything. I know my buttons are pushed whenever I feel that control over my life is being taken away from me, even a little bit. If my husband makes a plan without consulting me, and it hits me at the perfect hormonal moment of the month, I can get irrationally mad. Why? Obviously, I still have some emotional work to do relative to the complete control my alcoholic father had over my life. So control issues still push my buttons. What are your issues? What makes you emotional? What is the line in the song that your heart responds to? What is the part of the movie when the tears come rolling down your face? Pay attention to these things. These feelings are you talking to yourself. Feelings are how we teach ourselves. Feelings are ourselves trying to let go and release, yet rarely do we pay attention. We chalk it up to external circumstances. The movie was a tearjerker, or the song was very emotional. But our messages come to us in mysterious ways, through the lyric of a song, a scene in a movie, or a sentence in a book. Next time it happens, ask yourself, what feeling does that trigger? Take a few moments to think about it. This is not a trivial exercise. These are our opportunities for clarity. We are run by our past until we have dealt with every part of it. You don't need to have been an abused child, as I was. Everyone has people and events from the past that are life-defining. And often these events are precisely the parts of our lives that have undermined us and made us feel inadequate or unworthy. What didn't you get in your childhood? Ask yourself this question and be honest with yourself. After all, this is for you. You are old enough to handle it now. Did you not get enough attention? Did you feel you were taking up space in your childhood home? Did you have siblings who taunted you? Did your parents divorce without explanation, and somehow you thought that if only you had been a better child, you could have saved the marriage? Do you feel responsible for some traumatic event that happened in your past? Did someone in your family become very ill, and you thought somehow you were responsible? Was one or both of your parents abusive or alcoholic or a drug abuser? Did you have parents who didn't seem to notice your existence? Do you feel that your parents didn't want you or need you in their lives? Have your relationships not worked out? Were you abandoned? Did your parents not accept you as you are? Do you not have satisfactory relationships with your grown children? There are hundreds of reasons for our unhappiness or our inability to put our finger on happiness. What it eventually comes down to in almost every situation after peeling away layer after layer, and this can take years or a lifetime, is that you didn't get the love you wanted or thought you should get. So much of why I am a happy person today has to do with the emotional work I have done in my life to undo the damage of my childhood. I never got the love I wanted or thought I should get from my father. He loved his bottle of booze more than any of us. Addiction does that. It took me years to find forgiveness for my father. I spent 3 years in intense therapy trying to understand why I had such low self-esteem, why I didn't feel good about myself, and why I was insecure in the presence of just about everyone. Because of this intense therapy, I finally got to the bottom of this force that drove me and had shaped my personality. It was difficult and agitating work. At times, I wanted to run from it because it brought back all those buried feelings with full intensity. But I stayed with it, and it is clear to me today that this is the single most important thing I have ever done for myself. Without having done the work, my life never could have taken the turn that it did. I never would have had the self-esteem to pursue my career, never would have felt worthy of my wonderful husband, never would have learned to love my father for being one of the most important teachers. Through his disease, I was forced to either make a life for myself in spite of the disadvantages of being raised by him and his alcoholism, or become a victim of it. I chose not to be a victim, and then I went to work. What a great choice! Because of this choice, I was able to turn his disease around to my advantage. Had I not chosen this path, life as I now know it would not exist. In fact, my self-esteem was so damaged that I question if I would even be alive today. If this rings any kind of bell with you, think about those things in your life that are in your way. Think about what you didn't get in your life. Generally, we're embarrassed to hearken back so long ago to times and events that today seem like nothing. For many of us, there are obstacles in our lives, some big, some small, that can trigger years of buried feelings that have been in our way. The object of this glorious age, these fabulous 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, is to get the most out of this second half. Finally, we have time for ourselves to figure out who we are and what we want. These are big questions and won't be answered easily. It has taken half a lifetime to develop into the person you have become, and if, at this age, you are not happy with that person, it's going to take some time to change into someone else. But it is so worth it. The next 50 years await you, and how glorious they can be if you let go of the negative times and events that have been running your life. There is such freedom in looking the past in the eye and choosing to fix those parts of yourself that have been damaged as a result of the past you haven't wanted to remember. The result is an authentic life. When you are living an authentic life, the only person you are accountable to is yourself. The only goal is to do the right thing for yourself. It is hard work and will require focus and attention until your very last day. But what graceful work it is. Perks of aging. Your supply of brain cells is finally down to a manageable size. 32. Conclusions. By now, I hope I have convinced you not to be afraid of this passage and not to dread it. I stated at the beginning of this book that this is the best I have ever felt and that I have never been happier, menopause and all. No doubt about it. This passage requires management and handling, but the rewards are worth it. Bioidentical hormones give you an edge over aging never before experienced, if for no other reason than to retain optimal brain function. I don't know about you, but I never want to lose my abilities to think and dream. A great functioning brain is a true gift as we head toward old age. But as you know from reading this book, replacing lost hormones with natural bioidentical ones gives you an edge in almost every area of your life. Thank you for going on this journey with me. This is the book I was looking for when I first entered menopause, but it did not exist. Everything I read pointed out the negatives. I dreaded menopause, and in my first year of this passage, the quality of my life was drastically altered. I went on this search for myself, and after going through hundreds of books and studies and talking with many doctors, I was finally able to figure it out. There is no perfect doctor out there. The field is too new. There's too little understanding among doctors. That is why you have to be proactive and get this information for yourselves. We are the pioneers in managing menopause, and our daughters will have an easier time of it because of us. It makes sense because we are the first generation to live long enough to see menopause all the way through. If you do nothing, you will be the loser. I am enjoying every day because my balance is back and my brain is in perfect working order. I am passionate about understanding not only this time of life, but also what this passage can bring to us emotionally, physically, and spiritually. This is a tremendous time to be alive. Menopause does not have to be the shameful, icky experience we have all anticipated. Once again, we baby boomers have decided not to take this thing sitting down. We have never done this before, and now is not the time to quit. We are still vital and energetic, but coming to terms with the hormone mystery allows us to go out and truly enjoy this age. Balanced hormones coupled with wisdom is a lethal combination. The only obstacle to experiencing all of our potential has been a lack of understanding of the effects of hormone loss. I do not, in any way, claim to know everything about hormones. It's too big a subject, and new information comes out every week. But I have opened the door. I have spent hundreds of hours researching and meeting with professionals on the cutting edge. I can hold my own with any doctor regarding this subject. Often, I'm more informed, and that makes sense, because I have decided to get to the bottom of my own hormonal mysteries. It's been very empowering to understand the inner workings of my body. It has helped me to realize that there is cause and effect. If I choose to ingest harmful foods, substances, and chemicals, I know there are consequences. My body is so cleaned out of sugar that when I do decide to indulge, I experience immediate consequences. My mood changes. Often I'll get a yeast infection, and my energy drops. I also know that it shoots my insulin levels way up, and that, in turn, creates imbalances throughout my entire hormonal system. One of the many blessings that has come from having lived with cancer in my body is an appreciation of this complex and highly sophisticated house in which I live, and the thrill of being alive each day. I wake up grateful. Every day is a borrowed one for me. It doesn't matter if I live to be 105. My cancer taught me to be thankful for all that is. I now treat my body with a tremendous amount of respect. Our bodies need to be well-fed with delicious, beautifully prepared, real food. Our bodies need nourishment and proper rest. It took me a long time to understand the need to give my body a balanced amount of time out. It's something I'm still working on. The workaholic in me is alive and well. But why wouldn't such a finely tuned machine need cooling out? I used to take a weird kind of pleasure in outworking everyone. I'm sure that the drive to push myself as hard as I have at times in my life comes from the child of the alcoholic in me, still trying to please that father. I know that I am not invincible. In my frustration at not getting satisfactory medical answers to questions about the changes I was going through, physically, hormonally, and emotionally, I realized that it was up to me to do the work and learn how best to take care of myself. I couldn't find anyone to make sense of it for me, and this forced me to be proactive. This is what we all need to do. No one is going to do it for you. The women who look the best and feel the best are the ones who have pushed for more information. We're not at the top of the researchers' list. Only by yelling and screaming are they going to focus on our medical issues. I know that in the coming years, new and cutting-edge information on the hormonal system will become available, and I am going to be right there listening with an open mind, questioning and evaluating. I want to know what's new. And in turn, I will pass on everything I learn about this subject to you. I love that I no longer sit in my doctor's office, taking every answer and explanation at face value. I now question. I don't give up. Without this passion, I would be a very unhappy woman right now. My menopausal symptoms were severe. My life had lost its quality,
and for a time I thought that this was the way I was going to be. Itchy, bitchy, sweaty, sleepy, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up. Those 7 miserable little menopause dwarfs. Add to that high insulin levels, and I was on a fast track to disease because of the departure of my hormones. What a relief to understand that I am in control and have enough information to know and feel when my finely tuned machine is out of whack. I can tell when it's even the tiniest bit off base. How empowering! When it's all working in concert, I feel like a living symphony. I experience joy and happiness that seems to want to burst out of me. I also feel proud to have this knowledge so that I'm not dependent upon anyone or anything telling me what I should do about my body. I know it's entirely up to me to care for and protect this magnificent house I get to live in as if it were the most exquisite piece of art. Hormones are the least understood medical mystery. We were never expected to live this long, so generations before us didn't get too worked up over this passage. With the loss of hormones, women contracted the diseases of aging and then died early. In those days, 60, 50, even 40 was not considered too young to die. Aren't you shocked these days when someone that young dies? Medical technology has made tremendous strides. They have figured out how to keep us alive longer than ever before. We are going to live to be 90 or 100. But technology has not figured out how to ensure that these extra 20 or 25 years are quality ones. I don't know about you, but I want to be dancing on my 100th birthday. Why not? With the new understanding of our hormones, it is possible to stay vital right up to the end. It is hard work, but once you understand, it becomes second nature. Unless I was starving to death, I would rather not eat than ingest fake food loaded with chemicals and preservatives. But there is more to it. We are, as stated by the professionals and the wonderful, generous people I have talked with for this book, body, mind, and spirit. It's the whole package. Our job in life is to work on ourselves to become the best that we can be. Respecting our bodies is a vital component in our evolution, but evolving and growing emotionally and spiritually completes this trilogy. It is easy to become bitter and angry at what we didn't get. It is easy to blame others for what didn't work out in this life. True growth comes from seeing the part each of us has played in the drama of our individual lives. When we are able to see how we have contributed to those things that have brought us unhappiness or dissatisfaction, we can become accountable. Accountability is taking responsibility for the situation. Accountability is maturity as well as growth, and through this growth, we can find resolution. It allows the situation to be rectified. Then each of us will be able to make corrections or fix what is broken in ourselves or our relationships or make amends or humble ourselves to do our part in reversing any negative energy that circles around us. It's an opportunity to apologize, to end all disagreements. Doing these things can free you and allow you to have the happiness you want at this age. And then there is accountability to yourself. Are you pleased with who you are? If not, you can change. This is the spirit. Every day ask yourself, how can I become a better person? If you ask for it, it will come to you. We already have the answers within. It is up to each one of us to find them. It is my hope that this book has assisted you in your search. Just remember, you are a beautiful and magnificent person. This passage is your opportunity. This search for knowledge will open doors to rooms you never thought of entering. This is your time to soar, not those angst-filled years of youth. The time is now. The world is yours. You're at the top of your game. You have wisdom and perspective. Use it well and pass it on to the next generation. We are here to help one another become all that we are capable of being. Turn on your personal light as bright as you can make it. The knowledge and wisdom you have gained will make you sexier. Because after all, we now know that these are the sexy years.
This is Bernadette Dunn. We hope you've enjoyed this production of The Sexy Years by Suzanne Summers. The Sexy Years, copyright 2004 by Suzanne Summers. Published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated. Production copyright 2004. Books on tape.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.